Hello, my friends. Welcome back to Scripture Seekers Ministry. I'm your host, Mike Riley Jr., and I hope you are having a wonderful week. Last week, we dove into the fruit of the Spirit about peace in Galatians 5, 22 through 23. Well, today, we will explore patience. Patience is a valuable trait often hard to find in our busy lives. We face many situations every day that challenge our ability to stay calm, whether stuck in traffic, waiting in long lines at the store, or dealing with faulty technology. We often need patience, but struggle to keep it. In Galatians 5:22 through 23, patience is mentioned as one of the fruits of the Spirit. This means that patience is not just something some people have. It can grow in us through the Holy Spirit's influence. This idea leads us to think about how we can develop patience in our lives. Here are a couple of questions for you. Can we work on being patient, or do we need to let the Spirit help us? How does seeing patience as a spiritual fruit change how we handle frustrating moments? In the Bible, patient means more than just waiting. It includes staying strong, hopeful, and trusting in God's timing. This quality requires us to keep our faith and strength during tough times, showing that patience is about resilience, not just waiting. Patience involves trusting in God's perfect timing and plan. It means resisting the urge to take control and letting God act in His way and time. Sometimes we may feel anxious and want to take back our prayers, thinking God isn't responding fast enough. You know, in these times, it's important to truly trust God and keep moving forward in faith, knowing He will answer at the right moment according to His plan. Did you get that? In His plan, not our plan. Patience is linked to our faith and hope, allowing us to endure tough times because we believe in God's promises and anticipate the future He has for us. Proverbs 14:29 tells us that patience shows great understanding, while being quick-tempered leads to foolishness. You know, in the same way, Proverbs 19:11 emphasizes that being discreet helps us manage our anger and forgive others. These verses show that patience is based on wisdom and leads to greater understanding. By cultivating patience, we are less likely to act impulsively, which is beneficial. If you have your Bibles handy, open to Psalms 103:8, which states, "The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love." From there, turn to 2 Peter 3:9, which states, "The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. He is kind and loving. He shows mercy, grace, and patience in everything He does. His love is overflowing." The Bible shows many examples of patience. For example, Abraham waited a long time for his son Isaac, which is in Genesis 12:5. Joseph faced slavery and jail before becoming powerful in Egypt, which is found in Genesis 37-41. And David was chosen as king long before he actually ruled, enduring years of trouble from Saul, which is found in 1 Samuel 16 and 2 Samuel 5. It's important to realize that this patience is not just about waiting without action. True patience is an active quality that mirrors God's character and supports our lives. It helps us stay strong and hopeful, especially in tough times. Think of a farmer who plants seeds and cares for them, waiting patiently for the harvest. Likewise, patience helps us trust in God's timing for ourselves and others. It gives us the strength to face challenges and be kind even when it's hard. Patience is not something we can create by ourselves. It is a wonderful outcome of the Holy Spirit working in us, changing our natural impatience and frustrations. We need to follow His guidance, depend on His strength, and believe in His perfect plan. We should aim to develop patience in our everyday lives, with our families, at church, at work, and in our communities. Our aim should be to be recognized for our calmness, hope, and kindness instead of being quick-tempered or wanting instant results. In the end, patience teaches us that spiritual growth takes time. Just like fruit needs time to ripen, our character grows as we let the Holy Spirit work in us. Let's accept this journey with patience, trusting that God will create a beautiful change in our lives. Now, let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your Holy Spirit and for helping us grow in patience. In our hectic lives, we often get frustrated by delays and the mistakes of others. We seek your forgiveness for the times we let impatience take over our actions. Help us to truly understand perseverance, to support each other with love, and to trust in your perfect plan, even when it differs from our own. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Thank you for joining me at Scripture Seekers Ministry. I look forward to next week as we continue our exciting journey exploring the fruit of the Spirit. Until then, God bless and take care, my friends.